Welcome to the Mastery Matrix podcast. I am your host, Kyrie, and on this side of the podcast world, we geek out on human potential and transformation. You know, how to disrupt ourselves, elevate to mastery, and build our mind, body, spirit, and systems for greatness. I hope you're ready, guys, because I am. Let's go. All right, let me share with you something that I've been thinking about a lot over here. So, you know that my family and I moved to Portugal last year, and one of the things that I started working on since the beginning of this year has been finding friends, right? Like getting just new friends. I did not know anybody in here. And after we moved, I would say probably for the first 8 months, I just focused on getting us settled and finding our footing and learning how to speak Portuguese and all of those things. But I was not focused on finding friends. And when I think about it, my friends, the ones that I had back in Canada, were still the same friends that I made in high school when I lived in France. And they're still, honestly, my best friends. But I am now in a stage where I'm like, I want to have fun conversations with people that are not my son, my daughter, my husband, or my coworkers. I wanted to do something different. But it also is something that I think about a lot when having conversations with clients, with my team members, is like, how do you surround yourself with A players in your life and in your business? I was having this conversation with even my husband about, you know, finding friends here and what my criteria were. And I remember telling him, you know what, like, I want to talk to people who understand, like, with whom, like, I speak the same language. A lot of people that I know, we don't necessarily speak the same language in the sense that we don't have the same experiences and we don't have the same aspirations and vision and what's super important to me, like, it doesn't really matter to them, or they just don't think that that is even possible to them. So it doesn't make for a really fun conversation, right? And one thing that I experienced coming here and being a little bit more connected to other expats who moved to Portugal is that we have one thing in common, which is that we were totally fine with uprooting everything and going somewhere completely new, learning a completely new language in a completely new environment. And that there's something fun there. We're talking to people who have had the same experience that most people will never have in their life, right? It is just a reality. But then thinking about that, I was still like, there's still some other things that are important to me. And this is why I wanted to have this conversation here. When you think about surrounding yourself with A players in your life and your business, the reason why this is important is that, you know, you've heard people say that you are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. And that is 100% true. When I look at how I've elevated so many areas of my life, it was by putting myself in environments where the people were doing already the things that I wanted to do. And so that became my new normal. And when you surround yourself with A players in your personal life and in your business life, that becomes your new normal, right? And so I really believe that that is extremely important. Trying to get somewhere, yet finding yourself in the same old conversations, there's just a misalignment there that doesn't work. And it's not conducive to what you want. If you want to get where you want to get to, you need to be having the right conversations. You need to be basking in the right energy and vibe, right? You need to be around specific type of people that are aligned with that. And so here are the different things that I do, and I encourage you to think about what that looks like for you. But the first step for me, and this is how I coach my clients as well, this is how I do things even in my personal life, is like really figuring out what it is that you want. What do you want in terms of, you know, that new reality or that new environment that you want to be in? Because understanding what it is that you want will then tell you what type of game you're actually playing so that you can find the players that go with the game, right? So this applies whether we're talking about your personal life or whether we're talking about your team members that you're hiring or partners that you're bringing into your business, etc. is like what it is that you are looking for. Like what type of environment do you want to create with them? If it's in your personal life, well, like what type of friendships? Like for me, I love to eat. This woman right here loves to eat. So I knew right away that I needed to find people who love to eat, that foodies, like people who love good food and who will go out on a weekend just to have a nice dinner and chat and have fun, right? So I love to eat. I love to travel. I love personal development. So being able to have conversations around that is super important. I love to have very open-minded conversations about things that, even if they seem different, right? I've always lived in environments that are multicultural, where people from all over the world. So I have a very hard time being in any environment where it's very single-minded and one dimension, right? So those are things that I know are important to me, actually, both on the personal side and the business side. But when it comes to the business, I also know that I like to be around people who move fast, people that I can trust to do the things and I don't need to wonder whether they're doing their part or not, right? There's just specific things that I know that I, types of environments that I know that I love to be in. And so once you have that vision, then it's about asking yourself as well, like, in order to get to your vision, like, what types of conversations do you need to have on a daily basis? Like for me, if I want to, on the personal side of things, if I want to be surrounded with a small group of friends that are really, you know, motivated, they're inspiring and inspired as well. If I know that I want to create a lifestyle where I travel and I want to create a lifestyle where I'm doing a lot of investing and creating generational wealth, et cetera, well, I know that the conversations that I want to have are conversations around those things. I want to have conversations around personal development. I want to have conversations around building wealth and eating good food and all, you know, all of those different elements, right? And on the business side, I want to be able to have conversations around solving specific problems, conversations still about around personal development, mentorship. There's just so many specific things that I know that I want, right? There are skill sets that I want to acquire. And so surrounding myself with A players just like that who are interested with the same thing, solving the same types of problems, etc. So that is a super important step. And then that helps you determine, okay, what type of traits do the people that I want to surround myself with need to have? And again, I'll go back to the example of finding friends, right? I've never had to look for friends. It's something that's so new to me at this point. I think the last time I had to do that was when I was in high school, right? When I moved from my parents, I was like 14, 15, and moved to France and having to learn to do so many things on my own, including making new friends, right? Because my childhood friends were not there anymore. That was the last time I had to do that. And now I'm having to do it again. But it's okay. It's super fun. And the thing that I'm looking at is like, what type of traits do I want my friends to have? And this is cool because I feel like right now I am definitely more mature and experienced, and I definitely have a better idea of what I want in life and what type of people I want to surround myself with because of the types of conversations I want to have. So that helps really understand, okay, who are the people I want? I want people who are well-traveled. I want people who consume personal development on a regular basis. They read books. They talk about it. I want people who have seen many different cultures so they understand that there is not just one way of being or one truth in anything. They're very, very open-minded that way, right? It's all of those different elements that then make it so much easier to go after what you're looking for, because then after that, it's about like even finding one person who's like that, and they're going to connect you to their network of other people who are just like them, right? That's exactly what I did here. It was finding one person that I became friends with like so easily. It was so much fun. And I remember inviting her, and she actually is the person who visited for me the house that I currently live in Portugal, back when I was still in North America, right? I met her on Facebook. We became friends. And she visited my house for me. We connected many months after I moved to Portugal, just because I just didn't have time before that. And I invited her for lunch, and it was one of the most awesome times I've ever had. Met her son that same day, and she connected me with so many other women and men who are very similar, right? And that's just the beginning. So for me right now, that is the focus. It's like surrounding myself with the right people. Already have the most amazing team members that I work with. And the part that was missing was in my personal life, right? So think about that. Like, what is that going to look like for you? How can you be more intentional with who you surround yourself with? Now, if you find that you're already having the right types of conversations that are going to get you where you want to get to, good for you. I mean, continue doing whatever you're doing. But if you find that you're wanting to get somewhere, but you're having zero conversations on a day-to-day basis with the people around you, then you know that there is something there that you want to change. I know, for example, for me, that I want to have way more conversations around investing and building wealth and giving back and all of those things. Like, I don't find that I have enough of those conversations, right? And whatever you are in conversations with will create more energy around that specific area. And by creating more energy, you can generate more results. So I do find that I'm not having enough conversations in that arena. And so that is a huge, huge focus for me right now. We have started, what I did is start a mastermind with even my family, because my brothers are also very, very interested in that area. Everyone is having like their own thing that they're doing to do that. So we started our own mastermind, right? But I also know that I am going to get into more conversations and even training, masterminding around those areas. I'm just finishing now a training also on just management accounting. I did trainings on personal and, you know, investing, etc. But what's missing still is conversations. And so that is another big thing that I'm focusing on this year. That's going to be an investment for me to just put myself maybe in a community. I don't know what that's going to look like, to be able to find people to have more of those conversations with. All right. So I hope this makes sense. I hope this helps you think about where you're at now. This is a short one. It's a short episode, but it is something that it is a topic that has been very important to me in the past few months. And it is something that even when I look at the clients that I coach, a lot of them don't spend a lot of time, you know, on social things. And they know that they should, right? It's like that loneliness of the entrepreneur, not a lot of friends. And so many of them are working actively on doing exactly what I just shared. So wanted to bring that conversation to you as well. And I hope it is super, super helpful. All right. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. What are you doing to successfully to surround yourself with A players? Please reach out on social. I'm Kyrie Farr everywhere to share your insights and ask me your questions. I love you so much. And I will talk to you super soon.
There you have it. If you got any insight from today's show, guys, please make sure that you leave a review and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. That would mean a lot to me. Also, the conversation continues, and I want you to connect with me on IG or Facebook at Kyrie Varr. Now, this information is in the show notes, so you can grab it in there and message me with your biggest takeaway from today's show. All right, so thanks again so much for being here with me today. I will see you very soon.